How about the bolus regimen? That was B-fol.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what was seen there?
The response rate was lower in both the TREE-1 cohort and the TREE-2 cohort than the other two arms. And the toxicity was really not bad compared to the other ones. In fact, in TREE-1, it was the least toxic regimen. But based on this, it would be hard for me to recommend that to people as opposed to giving infusional 5-FU or capecitabine. I think that if the study shows anything in terms of comparing the regimens, that's probably the least active way to give oxaliplatin with 5-FU.
How would you compare B-fol to Phlox?
Well, Phlox has higher dose leucovorin and has a little bit less oxaliplatin because they drop a dose every 2 months. So actually, in B-fol, you get oxaliplatin every 2 weeks, just like with FOLFOX. So the neurotoxicity profile should be the same between B-fol and FOLFOX, when Phlox would be a little bit less. This may be equally active in the adjuvant setting, though. I think it's hard to extrapolate from the metastatic disease to the adjuvant setting, as we've seen with the irinotecan regimens. I guess that's something that one only does at their own peril.